Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Please be seated. For many of us, it's very satisfying to make something with our hands. It may be making a meal, or working on a car. It could be something like building a shed or repairing a child's toy that is broken. It may involve planning, diagnosing, creativity, and maybe even a little frustration. But seeing the final result is always satisfying. It is very fulfilling to make something of beauty, order, and usefulness out of this often chaotic world in which we live. From Genesis, we know that the Lord loves to create with order. He created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. But the Lord's creative work is very different from our creative endeavors because God created everything out of nothing. There's a Latin phrase for this that you may have heard, ex nihilo, which means out of nothing. We, on the other hand, need something to work with, the raw materials and so on. But the Lord didn't need any of that. Simply by speaking, he brought everything into existence. And the last creation was man, whom he formed in his own image from the dirt. Male and female, he created them to be the stewards of this world. God made all of this out of nothing, ex nihilo. Sadly, some have been brought into this lie of the world that all of this is just a result of a series of accidents that resulted from the matter that always existed. But if you follow that thinking to its logical conclusion, a world that was not created by God then gives little basis for the value of human life, the value of truth, the value of right and wrong, and certainly not the value of beauty. That would be the opposite of the Lord who created everything out of nothing, ex nihilo. It is an attempt to uncreate this world, to make everything into nothing, and it devastates many in this fallen world. But you are neither a mistake nor an accident of nature. Each one of you was made by our gracious Creator. Each one of you was made with intention and with love. David writes this in Psalm 139, speaking to the Lord. For you have formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. The Lord has formed and shaped you. He has given you each a set of DNA from the moment of conception. He gave you a heart that began to beat in the early weeks of life. Even your unique fingerprints started to form in the first trimester. As technology increases in its capabilities of observation, the wonder and the awe at God's creation of the human body does not decrease, it increases. Each of you have been knitted together in your mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. That is God's hand at work. God has created us with a purpose and made us into stewards of his creation. But even at its best, this has been marred by the sin of a fallen world. The work of our hands have often become a burden. We cannot farm the land without the sweat of our brow. Creation seems rather untamable and beyond our control. Our sin twists and distorts the creative endeavors of our hands into the desires to be more than just creatures. Adam and Eve desired to be their own gods, and so do we. Our sin leads us to think that we can simply take things into our own hands and fashion ourselves according to our own plans, neglecting God's created order. There is a reason why this world has fallen. We are the cause of it. Sin has been brought into God's creation because our first parents thought they were better off being their own God. And today we see the continued efforts of it all across the world in the sinful assault of people created in the image of God. This work of sinful human hands, our hands, leads to death. And our hands are unable to fix it. Our attempt at recreating paradise only leads to a greater failure and to our exhaustion. Our only hope is in the hand of the Lord that is still at work. In John 1:1, we hear, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made." And in verse 14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." That Word is Jesus. Everything has been made through Jesus. He is the hand of the Lord at work. He took on real human flesh and blood in his hands at incarnation. He has become one of us, like in every respect except sin. He is the God of all creative power in the flesh. He is the only one with the ability to recreate this world that we have made into such a chaotic mess. Jesus has come to restore the image of God to us. Colossians 1:15 says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. He took our humanity into his hands and died for us to redeem us. All throughout this Lenten series, we have proclaimed Christ, whose hand has been at work to set this world right, casting out demons, healing diseases, and even raising the dead. All this work of the Lord's hand has been testifying to who he is as the one through whom all things are created. All of it testifies to the fact that he is the beginning of a new creation that only God could make happen. He is the only one who can forgive sins. And he did all of this work that was necessary to atone for our sins on that cross, on that Good Friday, the sixth day of the week. It was the day when he completed all that he came to do. When he said, "It is finished," there was nothing left for him to do. And on Holy Saturday, the seventh day, the Sabbath, he rested from all his labor in the tomb. He did not stay in the tomb, but he rose from the dead. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And he did it on a Sunday. Sunday is the eighth day, the first day of a new week. Sunday is the day of new creation. Christ's resurrection is different from all other times when people were raised from the dead in the scriptures. All of those who were raised from the dead died again. But he rose from the dead to never die again. Christ's resurrection is the beginning, for a day is coming when all of creation will be restored. The whole of creation will be renewed on the day of his return. Those who reject him will be raised to judgment, but all who believe in him will be raised to everlasting life. And he does all of this as the work of his hand. His work has been shown in Christ. His glorious power to save us has been shown in the foolishness of the cross. We have favor with God because of the forgiveness of our sins accomplished by Jesus, whose hands were pierced. But those nail-marked hands are the hands of the one who lives. So on this most holy day of the year, we celebrate because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.